The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt. Remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for this child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Well, uncharacteristically of Jeremiah, he reveals the glorious side of judgment in today's reading: deliverance. Sin causes suffering and death because sin cuts us off from God. And salvation is the restoration of God's people in new life. We will sing with joy and praise our God, for Yahweh saves his people and preserves a remnant. Now that word remnant, shiarith in Hebrew, is a recurring pattern in the Bible. The first time we see it is in Genesis 45:7, where Joseph is explaining to his brothers how God has redeemed their evil act and used it for life and salvation. What he says to them is, "God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant." And he continues, "And keep alive for you many survivors." This will be the first of many times in our scriptures where God preserves a remnant to save his people. Now, in Jeremiah today, one of the things we hear is that that remnant includes the poor and the weak. Jeremiah says, "Gather and bring the blind, the lame, those with children, even those giving birth. Everyone who is weeping will be consoled. For Yahweh says, 'I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. He remembers his covenant.'" Then God says, "Shema, listen." And not just listen, hear. Hear the word of God. God is a shepherd who will gather and keep and watch over his flock. God is like the ancient redeemer of a family, a gal, who will redeem his family and deliver them from any harm. The Lord says there's going to be abundant food and drink and plenty of oil. There's going to be joy and dancing. We're going to live in a garden paradise. Now, the reading today ends in joy, but it really shocked me to see what the next verse was. Because that verse, which was omitted from Matthew's gospel today, is one which I've often pondered. Jeremiah 31:15 says, "A voice heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children." The reality of suffering, pain, and death. But verse 16 immediately gives us hope. Jeremiah says, "Keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for there is a reward for your work, and they shall come back. Your children will come back to their own country." Now, as I said, Matthew 2, 16 to 18 is missing from our gospel reading today because they're trying to focus on Jesus' escape to Egypt rather than mentioning Herod killing the babies and Rachel weeping. Yet I hope you see what was clear to me in the gospel. Jesus is the remnant. Jesus is the one who is preserved so that God can save all his people. In the gospel story, another Joseph, a new Joseph, has dreams. And this Joseph leads Jesus into Egypt before us so that God can save his people. Unfortunately, we live in a world where Herod's pattern of evil is repeated over and over and over. The slaughter of the holy innocents, unborn children, young children, the lame, the blind, the poor, the weak, and far too many women remind us of sin and death. But always, in the midst of that darkness, remember, God keeps a remnant. God preserves a remnant because God redeems us from human evil and God saves his people. So fear not. Fear not. Whatever your anxiety, whatever your worry, whatever is preying on you, do not be afraid. Our Father God is faithful. And at the story's end, at our story's end, we will sing and we will dance with joy and we will glorify the Lord. Each of us will be filled with praise and joy. And my question for you is, can we start that today? Amen.